Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and today I want to talk to you about making the move from assisted living to memory care and how do you decide when to do that. We've talked about this in the past, but it is a question that comes up quite a lot from my clients as I talk to you guys over the phone or we have Zoom phone calls or not phone calls, whatever, Zoom calls. And I'm happy to do that for you. Write me, Carol at carolhowell.org, carolhowell.org. And I'll spend some time with you, but I very often hear the question, when does mom needs to move to assisted living? We talk about that a lot. But more often I hear, how do we know when it's time for memory care? And what is the difference between assisted living and memory care? Had that conversation yesterday and thought, let's talk about that again on the show. So assisted living and memory care are not the same and they are different from skilled nursing. So let's talk about that for a minute, what they are. So assisted living is that level of care for which you start needing help with your physical person. It's different from independent living. You'll hear about retirement communities that have all the levels of care. They are called a continuing care retirement community, often called a CCRC. That's what that stands for. And it starts with independent living. Well, that's no different than what you and I are doing right now. We're living in our own place, paying our own bills, taking care of everything. And the difference is, that's wonderful, is you have included in your fee where you either buy in and pay a monthly fee or you just rent, and they include things like 1, 2, or 3 meals a day at the in the dining room or in one of their many dining rooms, and it includes activities and generally will include some housekeeping. Does not include physical care for your body. They expect that you can do that. Independent living is where you provide all the care you need for your physical body, but they provide some food each day and things that just take the worries of life away. Like you don't have to clean the gutters or mow the grass. Yay, we like that. So then the next level of care is assisted living. And in these continuing care retirement communities, you'll see all these levels of care. But many times you'll just see a freestanding assisted living and all they offer is assisted living. That's very common. And with assisted living, you're going to get all of the things that you got in independent living. But now they're going to start offering you care for your physical person. So they look at the activities of daily living. Do you need help with bathing? And I'll remind you, the acronym for the activities of daily living is BEAD, like the word bead, beads on a necklace, BEAD with a T on the end. B is bathing. Do you need help with bathing? Well, they can offer that assistance. E is eating. Do you need help with your food? Do you need your food to be processed in a way that it's maybe you don't have to chew it as much? Or do you need to make sure that your food is placed before you in a certain way that your eyes can see it and your brain can comprehend what it sees to be able to eat. So, and just reminding you to eat, bringing you down for meals and making sure you have healthy food because maybe it's gotten to the point where cooking is a problem. So B is bathing and E is eating. The third activity of daily living they help you with is ambulating. A stands for ambulating. So if you need help getting from point A to point B, they help you with that. Do you need help getting in and out of the bed or on or off the potty? They help you with that. D in the acronym is dressing. So we get to the point sometimes that we just need some help. We can't zip the zippers in the back of the dress anymore, tie the shoes, or getting those buttons lined up just right for the buttonhole seems to be a problem, or even just picking out the clothes and keeping the laundry done and all those things. Dressing becomes a problem. And then the last letter in that acronym, BEAD, is a T, and T is toileting. We begin to notice some incontinence of bowel or bladder. We might tinkle on ourselves or not know we need to go potty, and by the time we find out we need to go, it's too late. And they are there to help with that in whatever way you might need it. So assisted living offers help in those activities of daily living, bathing, eating, ambulating, dressing, and toileting. You get none of that help in independent living, but all of that is available in an assisted living. So the next level of care is memory care. Memory care is everything that the assisted living is, but now we have more employees per resident because the care of that person is higher on average than what it is in an assisted living. They need more help. So there's more employees. And by law, and I think most every state, they have to have more employees. And that's good. And then it is a locked building. They cannot come and go as they please. Now, in independent living and assisted living, you can come and go and do what you want. If you want to go on vacation for 2 weeks, go on vacation for 2 weeks. It's no different. But if you're in memory care, it is a locked building because we don't want you walking out, going down the road, and us not knowing where you are, and you not being able to tell someone how to get you back home or where you live or maybe even what your name is. So that building is locked for your safety. So there is the big difference between memory care and assisted living. Then the next level of care is skilled nursing. Skilled nursing is really just one step down from being in the hospital. They offer 24/7 nursing care. Back up to say that in assisted living, you'll have a nurse in the building generally 5 days a week for 8 hours a day, and that's the same for memory care. And in both assisted living and memory care, there's a doctor who comes to the building once, twice, three times a week. So there is medical help there, and then they have the staff has the ability to reach out to these medical personnel 24/7. But when you get into skilled nursing, they are actually in the building. There's an RN or LPN 24/7. There's a doctor in the building every single day. And so the physical and medical needs are being met right there in that building outside of specialties. But then many times they have specialists who can come in to help with those needs also. So then we are generally in a skilled nursing environment when our care needs are so great that they do require skilled nursing, skilled employees, people who have training and education and degrees in nursing or in medicine. That kind of help is needed. We see it many times with people who have physical needs such as they have catheters, or maybe they have feeding tubes or something coming into their body, or something in their body that helps something leave their body. You see, that is normally not going to be handled in most assisted livings, and that does vary by state what each state allows as far as staff to be able to handle without it being a skilled or employee. So skilled nursing is just one step down from being in the hospital. And then there's rehab, and rehab is where you go when you've got to have some rehabilitation. And you see that most often in a population that I work with somebody's fallen and broken a hip, and they had that hip surgery. Now they go to rehab to regain some strength, and they stay there for X number of days and then go either back home or to assisted living or to memory care or to skilled nursing. I hope that explains the levels of care, but how do you know when it's time to go from assisted living to memory care? And that was the question that was brought up yesterday. And the thing that helped me know right away that this client needed to go ahead and make the memory care move was she's paying for 24/7 sitter service in addition to assisted living. Mom's living in an assisted living, and she's not a wonder rest. We don't worry that she's going to walk out the door, so she doesn't need that aspect of memory care, but she is a huge fall risk, and she has fallen quite a lot. And because of that, they are paying for 24/7 sitter in addition to assisted living. Now, folks, this gets crazy, crazy expensive. And I said to her, pretty much in my mind, when you start needing to pay for 24/7 care in addition, or even just 24/7 sitter service, somebody keeping an eye on them, it's time to move to either memory care or a skilled nursing community. Now, I preface that by saying, if your individual is a fall risk, they can fall no matter what. You can have a 24/7 sitter, right? Somebody or several somebodies, obviously, who are with them every hour of the day. And as soon as that sitter gets up and goes to the bathroom for themselves, your person can fall. They can turn their head and just glance away, and your person can fall. You cannot 100% prevent falls. In most states, you cannot tie people to a chair or tie them to the bed or restrain them. That's not good, and it's very bad with someone with dementia. You want to have some problems, start restraining people. Do you want to be restrained? I don't think so. So there's just so many things that we can handle and so many things that we can prevent. And we just have to let go of some things. But at this point in her mom's journey, I think it's time for her to consider memory care and be in that environment where people are more like you and where or people are more like her, I should say, and where they have more employees per resident. They will also, in memory care, try to keep their residents in the big common area, the living room, or move them to the dining room or the activity room, more in groups so they can see them all rather than one person being in their apartment or 20 people being in their apartment. And you can't keep an eye on folks as easily when they're in their individual apartments. Doesn't mean they can't be in their apartment, but they highly encourage them to come out and be with other people. Easier for the employees, and it's better for the person because then they have that social stimulation, and that's good for them. So I hope that helps to explain a little bit. What you need to know is you don't have to memorize that. I am here to help you. And if you think it's time to make any of those moves, I would ask you, please don't go online and register with anybody who is offering help with that. And there are companies who do, and I'm not so crazy about most of them. And don't start calling the communities in your area. Call me first or write me first. I do have contacts pretty much all over the country where I can help you find a good community, and let's get the best price available and help you figure out what you can afford, help discern if there's any veterans benefits to help pay for it, or if there's a long-term care policy, will it help pay for it? Many things we can talk about. I charge you nothing to help you, so why don't you just write me, carol@carolhowell.org. Blessings and smiles. A special thank you to our sponsors, National Association of Veterans and Families, 800-352-2919 or www.navf.org. Contact them for information regarding benefits for the veteran or the spouse of the veteran. Tell them Carol sent you. National Association of Veterans and Families. They speak veteran, so you don't have to. HD Imports, located in Rock Hill, South Carolina, wonderful mechanics for the repair and maintenance of Honda, Hyundai, Acura, Toyota, and Kia. HD Imports, 803-985-0985. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find all of our resources at our website, letstalkdementia.org. Our podcasts, our videos, our books, our blogs, and a form where you can contact me are all right there on the website. I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.